It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Now that the FDA has approved the first COVID-19 vaccine, shipments will soon arrive in Colorado. Doctors tell CPR health reporter John Daly what worries them is misinformation and the people who are hesitant to get the vaccine.
A recent Colorado poll found just 60% of respondents said they'd be willing to take a COVID-19 vaccine. That's below the 70% estimated by medical groups needed to reach broad protection through herd immunity.
Colorado will receive just over 142,000 initial doses of the vaccine. Pitkin County is the first in Colorado to require visitors to test negative for COVID-19 before their arrival. That requirement takes effect today. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The new rule applies to non-county residents who are 10 or older and plan to stay at least one night. They need to have had a negative result within the last 72 hours and agree to follow all health guidelines.
And the way we look at it is it's another layer of a protective measure.
That's spokeswoman Tracy Truelove. She says Pitkin County is asking travelers
to kind of come into communion with the community, if you will, recognizing that we want to keep people working. We want to see economic recovery.
As the county enters its busy ski season, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Republican chair of the legislature's bipartisan audit committee has called a special hearing on election integrity. Some fear that hearing tomorrow could end up reinforcing groundless election claims. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Outgoing Republican Representative Lori Sane has convened the hearing. It surprised some Democratic committee members who questioned the reason for it and worry it could amplify baseless claims about widespread voter fraud. Former Secretary of State Republican Wayne Williams plans to testify that the state's election processes are sound.
I want people to know that Colorado's system is designed with a number of precautions to ensure that it's done accurately, and that they should have confidence that their votes are counted accurately.
A state-mandated audit of this year's election in Colorado did not uncover any problems, but President Trump's drumbeat of fraud claims have resonated with some supporters, including a number of Republican state lawmakers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.